Well, a men's college basketball play last night. Valparaiso held off BYU 72-70, and they reached the Thursday NIT championship game at Madison Square Garden. David Scarra sank the tie-breaking three-pointer with 20 seconds left as he scored 15 points to lead Valpo to the win. Next up for Valpo will be George Washington as they beat San Diego State 65-46 last night. Tyler Cavanaugh had 20 points and 11 rebounds to lead GW into the NIT championship. Also last night in men's college hoops, the CIT championship game played. And in that tournament, it's Columbia coming out the champion. Columbia beat Cal Irvine 73-67 in last night's final. In the Las Vegas 16 tournament, in the semifinal round, it was Old Dominion beating UC Santa Barbara 64-49. Oakland outscored East Tennessee State in double overtime last night. It was 104-81 the final. Whenever talk of the best college basketball player this season came up, so did two names, Denzel Valentine of Michigan State and Buddy Hield of Oklahoma. They were both unanimous selections yesterday to the Associated Press 2015-2016 All-America team. Both led their teams to successful seasons, and their numbers lifted them above all the other players. Valentine, the Big Ten Player of the Year, averaged 19.4 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and nearly 8 assists, while Hield, the Player of the Year in the Big 12, averaged 25 points, nearly 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Hield, Oklahoma's first All-American since Blake Griffin in 2009, became a highlight reel staple with his ability to shoot the ball from long range and with defenders right on him. He shot 46% from three-point range on the season. In an age when one-and-dones usually dominate the college basketball landscape, Valentine and Hield were joined on the All-America team by fellow seniors Bryce Johnson of North Carolina and Malcolm Brogdon of Virginia. Sophomore Tyler Ulis of Kentucky rounded out the first team. The 2013-14 team also had four seniors and a freshman. Valentine and Hield both received 65 first-team votes from the national media panel that selects that weekly poll. 7-foot sophomore Jacob Potel of Utah led the second team with 41 first-team votes. He was joined by LSU freshman Ben Simmons, Kansas senior Perry Ellis, Providence junior Chris Dunn, and Iowa State senior George Niang, also a second-team selection. The third team consists of Grayson Allen of Duke, Yogi Ferrell of Indiana, Kay Felder of Oakland, Jamal Murray of Kentucky, along with Jared Utoff of Iowa, the Hawkeyes senior third-team AP All-American. That voting was done before the NCAA tournament got underway. Also in basketball news, Virginia Commonwealth's men's basketball coach Will Wade has had his contract restructured and extended. His new deal keeps him with the Rams through the 2024 season. Wade just completed his first season at the school and had a record of 25-11 and finished in a three-way tie for the Atlantic 10 Conference title. There had been speculation that he was being looked at by other schools. Former Arizona State coach Herb Sendek has been hired as Santa Clara's new basketball coach. Sendek, who replaces the fired Kerry Keating, has also been a head coach at North Carolina State and Miami of Ohio. He has a career coaching record of 413-295. Kansas guard Wayne Selden Jr. is skipping his senior season. He'll enter the NBA draft. He plans to hire a representation in the coming weeks, and that means he won't be able to pull his name out of the draft. Selden averaged nearly 14 points this past season, helping the Jayhawks win their 12th consecutive Big 12 conference championship. Demetrius Jackson, who helped Notre Dame advance to the NCAA tournament, the Elite Eight in back-to-back seasons for the first time in 37 years, is entering the NBA draft. Jackson averaged nearly 16 points and nearly 5 assists in playing 36 minutes a game this season for the Fighting Irish. In football news, Kansas City Chiefs general manager John Dorsey defended the club's handling of Pro Bowl linebacker Justin Houston, who underwent surgery on his ACL last month and could miss the upcoming season. In his first comments since news of the surgery became public, Dorsey said the Chiefs medical staff and renowned surgeon Dr. James Andrews worked in concert in diagnosing and treating Houston's injury. Houston hurt his left knee against Buffalo in November, and at the time he was diagnosed with a hyperextension. He returned for the playoffs, but was so limited that he was rendered ineffective. He ultimately had surgery to repair the ligament in mid-February. The NFL has demanded the New York Times retract a front-page story that called the league's concussion research flawed and likened the NFL's handling of head trauma to the tobacco industry's response to the dangers of cigarettes. In a letter from its law firm to the general counsels of the newspaper and obtained by the Associated Press, the league says it was defamed by the Times. The NFL added the story published last Thursday didn't present any evidence to support the claim the league concealed concussion data. The NFL issued a veiled threat of legal action. Times sports editor Jason Stallman says the paper sees no reason to retract anything. Well, college baseball, the Iowa baseball team slammed four home runs in a 12-3 win over Northern Illinois in non-conference action in Iowa City yesterday.
You know, we didn't have a lot of hits today. We had some guys step up, though, and hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I think the best part of today was that the freshmen, all those freshman pitchers bounced back with way better outings than they had last week. And that's important for us to grow as we get into April when we start playing double midweek games coming up. They're going to have to stretch their innings out.
That's Iowa head coach Rick Heller. Tyler Payton had a grand slam as part of an 8-run sixth inning, and the Hawkeyes improved to 10-12 on the season. Iowa returns to action Friday. They'll open up a 3-game Big Ten Conference series on the road at Minnesota. In Major League Baseball news, Mets ace Matt Harvey has been cleared to pitch the season opener Sunday against Kansas City. That was in doubt after he began to feel discomfort Sunday that worsened through the night. It turns out he had a blood clot in his bladder, which he's been able to pass. He was 13-8 with a .271 earned run average in 29 starts last year after missing 2014 while recovering from Tommy John surgery. Also around spring training, Ricky Nolasco is the fifth starter in the Twins' rotation after the team cut its roster to the 25-man regular season limit. He gets the nod despite a .564 earned run average over his last two injury-affected seasons with Minnesota. The Cubs have released veteran outfielder Shane Victorino. He was in camp on a minor league contract. They did re-sign him on another minor league deal, though. The Cubs have also placed utility man Javier Baez on the 15-day disabled list with an injured left thumb. Jeff Francoeur has made the Braves' opening day roster after he hit .327 in 19 spring training games. Francoeur made his major league debut with the Braves back in 2005. And the United States men's soccer team is still alive for the 2018 World Cup. The Americans routed Guatemala 4-0 in a must-win game for Team USA in World Cup qualifying after their embarrassing 2-0 loss in Guatemala last Friday. Clint Dempsey opened the scoring in the 12th minute, and Jeff Cameron's header in the 35th minute gave Team USA a 2-0 halftime advantage. Then Graham Zusi scored in the first minute of the second half before Josie Altidor finished the scoring in the 89th minute. Team USA goalie Brad Guzman, one of five new starters for the Americans, needed to make just two saves to record that shutout. That victory puts the U.S. in good position to advance. The Americans are 27-0-2 at home in qualifying since 2001. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.